This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast at my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, the home of the Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And way to go, Bucks. And I'm also broadcasting from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And don't forget, everybody that's working on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're now also on Gab, Captain Matt Bruce, R-E-T, that's C-A-P-T. M-E-T-T-B-R-U-C-E-R-E-T. And we're also over on Parler when it comes back, but they're not back yet, so far as I know. Find us on Twitter at Captains America, and you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, joining us live right now, the man, the myth, the legend, the Chicago Bear guy himself, UndergroundUSA.com, Frank Salvato. Good morning.
Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. I'm having all kinds of fun here. Time to say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great, great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we had one whale of a game here yesterday, Frank, and I had the Bucks with 31 points to win, but yeah. I never thought it would be 31-9. I thought it'd be 31-28.
Well, I think what we, you know, congratulations to the Bucks and especially to Tom Brady. Yeah. I think without doubt we've cemented the fact that he's probably the greatest quarterback ever to play the game.
Yep.
Especially accomplishment wise. So congratulations to everybody at Tampa. Enjoy your year of being champions. It goes by quick.
Oh, I know. And they asked Bruce Arians what he was going to do, if he was going to stick around. He says, yep, going to come back and do it again if we can. And Tom Brady says, yep, I want to come back again. And Gronk said, yep, coming back again. And then, of course, the coach said, we're going to try to keep the entire team together. And if they can, that would be a monumental accomplishment, because usually people that have new contracts after they win a Super Bowl move on.
Yeah, they did a very good job of disemboweling the 85 Bears, and that team could have won a few.
Yep, so we'll see what happens. Now, I got to say hello to a special group of people tonight as we start with a new affiliate in Sandusky, Michigan. Now, that's the Thumb of Ohio, and we have a new affiliate there, AM 660 and FM 95.3, WMIC Radio in Sandusky, Michigan. Now, they reach into Detroit, Flint, Saginaw, Toledo, Port Huron, and they get over to the outside edge of Cleveland.
Hey, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I hope you enjoy it.
Yep, it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, now let's start with this first story here that I'm taking off for what you sent out yesterday for your headlines, because you put out the aggregate headlines every day called In the News. You can go over to undergroundusa.com and sign up for them, just like what I got in my hands. Electricity prices are set to skyrocket, and of course, we all know the reason for that. It seems that El Presidente, Mr. Biden, is steering the U.S. economy towards a green energy agenda as fast as he can get it there. And Biden, of course, has pledged to achieve a net zero electricity grid by 2035 and a net zero economy by 2050. But I heard the news say at the top of the hour, well, the price of gasoline has gone up 5 cents a gallon in the last week. Nuts! It's gone up 20 cents a gallon in the last 2 weeks, right here where I'm sitting.
Yeah, it's gone up here too quite a bit since he took office. And it's on purpose. You know, he's got to make the energy that we use right now, more expensive than what he wants to push everybody to.
Yep.
And it's not just Biden, it's everybody who is wholeheartedly invested into this new Green Deal or the green living. And it's actually part of the Great Reset that the World Economic Forum is pushing. They want this because of the carbon markets. Make no mistake, this is not about, you know, on the outside and to the people who are very heartfelt about this green movement, it's about the environment and the earth. But on the inside, the people who are pushing this stand to make billions and billions and billions, if not trillions of dollars off of the carbon market and all of the business related to this. And remember, every single time you put up a plexiglass thing for coronavirus, you're using oil.
Yep.
So you're not going to get away from oil anytime soon. Not in my lifetime. Probably not in the children's lifetime of my generation. So if we were doing it bright and doing it wise, we would be perfecting these new forms of energy so that the market pushed us that way, not laws. Whenever you force people into doing it, bad things happen. Make green energy so affordable and so efficient that people choose it over everything else, and you'll see a natural migration. But we're not there yet.
No, and I still remember Solyndra, what happened there. And by the way, I do believe it was Harry Reid's son that put a company into bankruptcy because they got all that federal money, and then they went, oops, we got no money no more. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with Frank Silvato from the undergroundusa.com website. And when we come back, Rand Paul is turning the tables on Chuck D. Baby Boy Schumer. Wait till we hear you tell you about that one. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. And you know, nearly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey asking me to stop by and meet one of my listeners who just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, including North, South Carolina, and even in the upper Midwest and Canada. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss of over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you might be able to dream of. They got them. Now, clean trade-ins are also commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage of that, upgrade your ride now, or pick out a nice trade-in, certified pre-owned, for you to have for yourself. Now, Moss Nissan is also the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors, Moss Nissan will take really, really good care of you. Now, Moss Nissan, the home of whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, is the place to go. And while you're there, check out the all-new Rogue. It is the hottest SUV on the planet. Moss Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And always remember to tell them the Captain sent you. You're going to save even more money. All right, and back with us, Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
All right, let's talk about Rand Paul. He has turned the tables on Charles Chucky Boy Schumer by saying that if you demand all of these things that you're going to do to President Trump when it comes to impeachment, then we're going to turn the tables on you and demand your impeachment by applying the same standards the Democrats are using against former President Trump. I love it. But do you think they'll do it?
But you know what? The voice of reason in the Republican Party right now is Rand Paul.
It is. It absolutely is.
You know, so if he is, if he, and he's got a track record for following through on what he says.
Yep.
So, you know, if he's threatening to saber rattling this, then people had better take caution to what he is saying. And it would serve them right. If you open up this can of worms, it serves them right. Hell, I'd go as far as to threaten, well, let's impeach Barack Obama.
Yeah. Yep, that's been mentioned.
You know, if we're going to go down the unconstitutional path,
yep,
and try to remove someone who isn't in office just to be able to preclude him from anything else they might be able to run for. I mean, mm-hmm, right now, Donald Trump could turn around and run for U.S. Senator. I've never seen a president turn, sure, around and run for something that's lesser than that. I've seen a president go to the Supreme Court.
You're right.
I've never seen a president, you know. But, hey, yeah, let's start pre-disqualifying people left and right. Who's the up-and-comer in the Democrat Party? Let's impeach him.
Mm-hmm. Now, before I move on to a freedom of speech issue, I want to mention it over the weekend on Saturday night. Black Lives Matter and Antifa protesters were back out in the streets of Washington, D.C. Now, they were supposed to remain in one area, but they wandered, as they usually do. And they got headed towards the downtown Washington, D.C. area, where they wound up in a scuffle with police officers, and the crowd shouted threats like, "Burn it down!" And they said, "If we don't get it, we're going to burn it down." In the meantime, to my knowledge, no arrests were made. A few police officers were banged up and bruised. I didn't hear about any Black Lives Matter or Antifa protesters getting hurt, but they might have, based on what I saw was being used to push them back. It was the officers with the bicycles. They pick them up, and then they use them as a battering ram,
right,
and push up against the people. So that can hurt if you get hit in the wrong place.
Well, and you know, this is the bed that they've made for themselves. They didn't want to stop it when it was working for them in the run-up to a national election, and it really only worked in one race, the presidential race. They underperformed in all the other races, you know. But now that's the new normal. They didn't arrest people before. They're not arresting people now. And this Antifa and Black Lives Matter crap, the 15 minutes is up. And people are getting sick of it. There's not even a point being made anymore. You know, when the facts come out, especially about systemic racism and law enforcement, you look at the statistics, it doesn't exist. Yet the narrative is flourishing. You know, if you talk against it, you get ostracized. Well, you know what? I'm talking against it. When you take to the streets and your punch actually connects with my nose, then you're encroaching on my freedom and my freedom to, for happiness, the pursuit of happiness, the opportunity to happiness is guaranteed to me. So, you know, you're blocking streets, you're blocking egresses for emergency vehicles trying to get the people who need medical attention or firefighters trying to get the fires because you want to make some contrived point.
Right.
You know, your time is up. You've become boring. And now you're becoming annoying. So if you haven't been able to make your point in a way that doesn't annoy and obstruct everything else around you, then you're an enemy of the state. I'll use the Nancy Pelosi thing. You're an enemy of the state.
Mm-hmm. Now, a First Amendment issue surfaced over the weekend. One of the people we both know. Another one is a person who has a website, I'll call it a public information website, where he takes news, rewrites it, makes it into an op-ed piece, and then has it translate to the way he thinks, not necessarily the way the story was to begin with, and that's the Gateway Pundit.
It's an opinion piece. He'll be right. The first one to tell you. It's a news opinion.
Now, he just got banned from Twitter and is about to be removed from Facebook because of all that. And the other person who was surprisingly banned from Twitter and may be removed from Facebook, or at least has been shut down temporarily, he lost all his followers, is Wayne Allen Root. Now, Wayne Allen Root, about 3 weeks ago, started writing about revolution. And I told him at the time when I saw that, I sent him a private message, and I said, Wayne, you got to you got to stop this. You can't do this. You're going to get yourselves in big trouble. And he just kind of laughed at me, laughed it off, and all of a sudden, here we are. And by the way, he was also taken off television.
No, as it is today, as the lay of the land is today, the far left can be emotionally jaded and antagonistic all they want because we as a society have allowed them to do that for far too long to call foul now. The right is starting to do what the left was doing, and because it's out of the ordinary, it is egregious, and we shouldn't allow this. So you can't be emotionally charged and quote unquote revolutionary on the right, because the people in control will not have it, you know, unless you've got servers, and the right is starting to understand this, unless you have servers that will host your platform,
right,
you've got to watch what you say. So the deep money people on the right, boy, invest in servers, people.
Yeah.
Because you'll do a great, great, great service to free speech if we have a place to house what we want to say, so we don't have to fear getting deplatformed by bias and hyper-partisan organizations like Twitter and Facebook and the rest of it.
And we had one called Parler, but they were on the Amazon platform, and unfortunately, they got taken off it.
Right. They found a new one. The CEOs are saying that today might be the day they come back.
So I heard.
See.
But I wonder if we'll come back and we'll all be able to just, or are we all going to have to sign on again?
No, the whole platform is supposed to come back the way it was, so you'll use your credentials to sign on. You're already in all your groups. You didn't lose any of that. But they had to reconstruct it from scratch because Amazon, you know, when they pull the plug, they pull the plug. You're stuck with what you have in your backup. So this is why I'm saying it. The deep money people on the right, start looking at solutions. Start making server platforms where people can put platforms like house platforms like Parler and, you know, the right's idea of Facebook and Twitter.
And by the way, George the Godfather just chimed in. He says that, let's see, BLM has $6.6 billion in the bank. He said they just got $1 billion from Bank of America, $100 million from Walmart, $100 million from Apple, $100 million from AT&T, and $100 million from Comcast.
I guess we all know who we shouldn't be doing business with now, right?
Yep. Thank you. All right, we will talk to you on Friday, my friend. Stay low.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Salvato, everybody. UndergroundUSA.com is a website. UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the things that he has to offer. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Indian rescue crews continue to search for trapped victims after part of a glacier in the Himalayas broke off Sunday morning that slammed into two hydroelectric plants. At least 9 people were killed and 140 were missing when the Nanda Devi Glacier snapped. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's corruption trial resumed on Monday, with his lawyers giving their formal response to the indictment. The trial resumes 43 days before Israel is due to hold its fourth election in 2 years. George Shultz, the U.S. Secretary of State who survived bitter infighting in President Ronald Reagan's administration to help forge a new era in American-Soviet relations and bring on the end of the Cold War, died Saturday at the age of 100 in Stanford, California. Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady won his seventh championship on Sunday in a dominating 31-9 performance against the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 55. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, known as USCCA. And what do 450,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, just like me, they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of having to defend yourself by whatever means you have to do it by. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA will provide your members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro Second Amendment attorneys. Now, they also have extensive training there, where you can learn about the use of a weapon. You can also learn about the laws that are involved. You can also learn about self-defense and other aspects. And by the way, if you want to become an instructor yourself, you can do that too. They can certify you for all of that. So all you got to do is go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the link that's right there, dead center part of the page, and you'll see it for the USCCA. Click on the link that's there, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right. We had us a football game yesterday. Patrick Hyland's going to be coming in here in about 10 minutes. We're going to be talking all about it. And certainly, our coach says he's going to be around another year for sure. Tom Brady made him real quick and said he's coming back. He says, I'd like to win one or two more. And so isn't Gronkowski, by the sounds of it. And the Bucs are going to try to keep all the players intact on this team, which is always a little bit difficult. Because if you remember right, back in 1985, they actually tore the team apart, and that was the end of that. So it is what it is. Now, I want to tell you about some surveys last week, according to the Rasmussen Reports polls.
President Biden ended the polling week with a daily job approval rating of 49%. Now, that's lower than either Donald Trump or Barack Obama were at this stage of the game. So Biden is down below where the other two past presidents were. We'll see what happens here if that trend continues. And 2 weeks after Joe Biden was sworn into office, most voters say that reporters are just not questioning the new president as aggressively as they questioned former President Donald Trump. Well, I think that's the understatement of the year. We can all agree to that. By the way, Congress and the president are currently wrangling over legislation that would send Americans another round of stimulus checks, and a majority of the voters say a new round of stimulus checks is, in fact, necessary to help the country recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, with small trader enthusiasm for GameStop rolling the stock market, most voters say Wall Street insiders have the ability to manipulate the market whenever and however they want, and don't have much confidence that President Biden will crack down on these insiders. By the way, some of the insiders, because they can use the information they get, might be public elected officials. President Biden also promised to unify the country, but voters say Americans are becoming more intolerant of political disagreement and are more divided than ever. Now, most Americans also believe the coronavirus vaccine will eventually contain the pandemic, but they still expect that they're going to be required to wear masks in public for at least the next 6 months. I say it'll be till the end of the year. We'll see who's right. And support for an American-first foreign policy has grown stronger since Donald Trump left office, but most voters do not think President Biden shares their view of an American-first foreign policy. Also, 35% of likely U.S. voters think the country is headed in the right direction. That's up 13% from where it was just 2 short weeks ago. So that's the way the polls see things right now. Now, will it stay that way? Don't know. I doubt it. And I'm trying to see who's saying something here. Yeah, George, you're right. Wall Street, they are, in fact, big donors to the Republicans. They always have been. And it's just the way it is. It's too bad that Chris Markowski couldn't have made it this morning, because I was going to ask him some questions about that. But I can ask him the same questions tomorrow. And good morning to Leo in Miami. How you doing there, Leo? Now, the other thing that's going on here is the weather. We've had all this snow on the East Coast, and it's not done snowing yet, especially for the I-95 corridor from New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, on up to Maine. Because developing today, tonight, and tomorrow is another system that right now is moving across, and it looks like it could bring a mix of snow and rain to New York City, perhaps as much as 7 inches in the higher elevations, maybe as much as a foot up in New England. And on Thursday, New Yorkers should also brace for even more snow coming from the Midwest straight across and coming again up the coast towards New York and Boston and Providence. But along the lee shore of Lake Ontario tonight, from Oswego, well, first from Cayuga counties to Oswego County, the lake effect machine has, in fact, kicked in. There's going to be anywhere from 7 to 18 inches of snow today, tonight, and tomorrow. Now, there's also snow that's just started on the west side of Michigan, the east side of Lake Michigan, but the west side of Michigan, directly across from where our friends in Sandusky, Michigan are. And that is going to bring some snow into that area. Now, if you're headed, for God's sakes, up into Wisconsin, upper Wisconsin, Minneapolis, St. Paul, north to the border, all of North Dakota, the northern part of South Dakota, to include Rapid City, the northeastern corner of Wyoming, to include Yellowstone, all of Montana, the weather up there is freezing cold. The wind chill factor along I-94 and I-90, more I-94 than I-90 till you get to Montana, is going to be between 25 and 45 degrees below zero. It is imperative that you have your fuel right before you even get close to that weather, because you could freeze up. And you want to keep your vehicles full of fuel if possible, especially you guys with the heated tanks, because you know what happens with the heated tanks when the condensation builds up from the heat from the empty space in the tanks, and it becomes water, and then you get ice particles in the fuel. Next thing you know, your truck quits, and here you are in that sub-zero freezing cold weather with no truck and no heat. So be smart. Before you get to Wisconsin, if you're traveling the northern route, you better have your fuel right. And before you get into Minnesota on the northern route, you better make sure you keep your tanks full. And before you get into Montana, you better make sure that your tanks are full. And because it's so cold like that, I would not be at all surprised if maybe a little kerosene might not help you out in each tank. 15, 20 gallons, maybe even 25 in each tank. Just to make sure that you don't freeze up. Been there, done that. Okay, and then we've got snow across I-40 tonight, Amarillo east all the way to the western part of Arkansas. Just a light snow, but enough to make life interesting. And then that snow goes up I-44 to Joplin in Springfield and over towards Fort Leonard Wood. So be advised, that's the way the weather looks. Now when we come back, we're going to have the Sports Zone quarterback who yesterday picked the losing team to win. Uh-oh. We're going to play the Bucks fight song for him. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Why should I go?
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Larry Ogre, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends down in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, they are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Remember, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, and you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, too. Don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, that phone number, 941-922-2345. And joining us right now, we have got the Sports Zone quarterback coming in with the Bucks music, Patrick Hyland. Yes, sir, Mr. Hyland.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce.
And the Tampa
Great
Bay Bucks.
In Tampa Bay for all the Buccaneer fans.
Yeah, the parties were going on until at least 2 or 3. Now listen to the beginning here. Here we go. The Soul Circus Cowboys. I'm going to turn that down because I kind of got the point across there. But isn't that something? What a game. What a freaking game. And by the way, I did not know Tom Brady had not scored a touchdown in the 10 Super Bowls he was in the first quarter until last night's game.
Yeah, I was a weird statistics, Captain, to say the least. But he did it last night, and that was a turning point in the game, too, after they went down there and kicked the field goal to start the game. KC. Normally, two out of three times, the team that scores first wins, but not last night. So that's happened there.
And defense came to play, and that offense, the offensive line, they did very well. Now, I was right about a couple things. Number one, I had the Bucs score 31 points correct. I didn't have the Chiefs score right. But I said the first holding penalty would go against the Kansas City Chiefs, and not only did the first one, but so did the second one and the third one and the fourth one.
Yeah, in the first half, it was 8 penalties against Kansas City and just 1 against the Bucs. Also, you spoke about Tom Brady not scoring a touchdown in the first quarter. How about Kansas City not scoring a touchdown the whole game? That's just amazing.
That is not happened.
That's the first time, Captain, that they've lost by more than 2 touchdowns in the last several years. So Tampa Bay played a great game, great game plan. They were prepared. They executed and made up for last time they played Kansas City here in Tampa Bay when they got beat 27-20. And in the first quarter, they had 200 yards last time against the Bucs secondary and 3 touchdowns.
Yep.
Not this time. So, great game by Tampa Bay. Congratulations to the city, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Super Bowl. Now, it doesn't happen too often. The Tampa Bay Lightning Stanley Cup champions and Tampa Bay Buccaneers Super Bowl champions in one city to have.
Tampa Bay Rowdies won their championship, too.
And the Rowdies. And then also you have
the Rays.
Made it to
They were the American League champions, made it to the World Series, but didn't win, but...
Pretty amazing time for
titles. We're gonna call this now. There's another group calling it Champ Town. I want to call it Title Town.
Well, that's Green Bay took that a few years ago.
Don't care. We'll call ourselves Title Town down here. We beat Green Bay, so we now have the right.
Oh, you're funny, Captain.
I know,
right.
but it's true. We beat Green Bay.
They're the one who.
Yep.
Yeah, they didn't want to steal it from Champ. That's why they came up with Champ.
Now, the other thing is, people have got to be careful now buying this merchandise because if it says authentic, it better damn well be authentic, not made in China or made in Bangladesh or wherever, because there's a whole bunch of these little stands that are around that are selling copycat stuff.
Yeah, as long as they don't say officially licensed, they can sell it. So if they say that, then they put themselves in a bind there. It's a legality. They're clamping down on it pretty hard.
Right. Well, as I told you, there was...
Beware out there. A lot of scammers on a lot of things, unfortunately, Captain, in today's world.
Yeah, as I told you, that place out there that was on Hillsborough West, out there by the car dealer with the tent, they got busted.
Yeah.
Because they had the fake stuff, and it said authentic merchandise.
Well, less than a week away, Captain. We have Valentine's Day for the guys next Sunday, and then we also have the Daytona 500 coming up.
Oh, yeah. Turn left, go fast. Who's the favorite in that one? You got a favorite?
No, I think that's going to be up for grabs this year. And we'll talk more about that Friday on this great program of yours when we have our little sports segment on Friday morning. But looking forward to that. I will look to see you tomorrow at Mission Barbecue around 11:30.
Good.
Guys, if anybody wants to come by and talk sports, talk insurance, I'll be there. And I want to thank you, Captain, for letting me come on the show. And, just to make one thing perfectly clear, I was talking with my head. I thought Kansas City would beat him, but my heart was for Tampa Bay. I've always pulled for Tampa Bay since 1976, Captain. I've always pulled for the Miami Dolphins also, and it's hard to pull for the Dolphins, man.
What is on the wall directly behind me hanging on front of the window there?
The Derrick Brooks 55 jersey.
That jersey I got when they won the last Super Bowl, and I put it up there as a good luck charm. And there's a couple buttons on there. One says Bowl 55 champion. The other one says Super Bowl 55. So I got the champion pin. I got that one. And I'm now wearing on my shirt Brady, number 12.
Well, and that's the captain, you know. I couldn't pull for him when he was at New England, so when he came to Tampa Bay, I thought I'd be a hypocrite if I pulled for the Bucs at him this year. That's why a lot of times I didn't go that way, because I didn't want to be that type of guy. I wanted to be objective and fair just to set the record straight.
So. All right, well, let's set the record straight. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
God bless you, brother. Bye now.
All righty. That's Patrick Hyland. Of course, he's with the Sports Zone, and the Sports Zone is on Sundays from 11 to 12. I razzed him yesterday when he was on the air, and I gave him a little bit of the business today here, but this is what he does.
Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland, and he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
And, oh, by the way, don't forget that when you call him at that number, he also has other means of being able to help you. And he will work with and help the veterans out there. He's very good at that, too. So, obviously, with the TRICARE and the things that are going on, you need to be well involved in that. And, of course, the Buccaneers, what can I tell you that you don't already know? What a game. What a game. And what a great time to have it. And for you folks that came along tonight, our new affiliate up there in Sandusky, Michigan, WMIC, AM 660. And FM 95.3, we want to thank you very much for being on the Captain's America Third Watch team. And just to have a little bit more fun, we're going to bring this back. Now, this was played on the field, I understand, yesterday, as the Buccaneers were warming up. That's the Soul Circus Cowboys, and you can check them out online, find out what they're all about. But that's we're going to buck you up, and that's as in Tampa Bay Bucks. Congratulations, Tampa Bay. What a game. What a monumental day that was, for sure. Super Bowl number 55, and I got the 55 jersey right behind me hanging up here on the window in the studio. That came from the last time they won the Super Bowl. Now I got to buy a new jersey. All right. See you tonight, everybody. God bless America. Take care.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.